Can you believe it? It's Tech Tuesday time already, which means Dean Robinson joins us in studio. Good to see you, Dino.
Good morning, guys.
How are we doing at all?
Not too bad. How's it going?
So what's on the menu today?
Talk about Android devices today. There's been two kind of very interesting updates to Android phones in the last week or two. So Google's Find My Device will soon use billions of Android devices to locate your stuff. So people that would be familiar with the Apple AirTags and the Tiles and...
All very handy, can I say?
All very handy, yeah. So Google's expanded and modernizing its Find My Device platform, bringing it closer in line with location tracking solutions from the likes of Apple and Tile. And they've announced that the headphones, earbuds, tablets and other product categories will be added to the Find My Device in the coming months. It's now become a vast network that uses devices owned by other people to ping your missing gadget and pinpoint its location. So if you've lost your earbuds on the beach and someone else with an Android device has walked past, it'll ping their Android device and tell you its exact location.
Wow.
As to where it is. So it's not just using your own devices, it's using other people's to
now,
tell you where
obviously
your stuff
you have
is.
To put that borrowed device into some sort of
if you
system.
Have an Android phone, you're probably going to have an Android tablet, mm-hmm. or you know, something. A friend has an Android phone, so you just sign into their Find My Device software and it'll tell you exactly where it is.
That's incredibly handy.
It's
I lose everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Do you know what? I think there's a pair of us in this because us Androiders, I won't say we're careless with stuff. But
I've actually, there was a friend of mine, this is no joke, he's an Apple head, but as a friend of mine, Apple have obviously had this tracking for quite a while and Android's catching up. He's up and down to college in Dublin and he left one AirPod in Dublin and one in Waterford and the phone could tell him and say, here's your left and here's your right.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's cool.
What else you got for us?
This is mad, right? Android new generative AI is going to be able to reply to your texts for you. Right. Magic Compose, a new feature in Android's default messages app that lets you respond to texts with auto-suggested responses based on the content of your messages so they sound like you, or they use Grammarly to make a more concise and professional response, or even imitate a famous styles. I wonder, could we get like a pure top-of-the-town boy response going, you know? Is that how the Waterford
one
would be?
So if I can't write back to someone, it'll do it for me.
It'll do it for you. Yeah.
Dean, I never, and I really mean this, anyone who's listening and knows me knows this, I will never write back to you. It could be weeks later. My head, the response is gone. It's been sent. I haven't actually done it.
I'm texting Dinfna, WhatsApping her, whatever. She's washing her hair. She's kind of busy at the time. Yeah. And she can just press the button and this can do this.
That's it. Yeah. I wonder how precise it'll be like, because you know, you're in like one mode with your friends and you're in work mode with you.
Yeah.
So like, will it get you in trouble with your work friends?
That's true.
Or will you sound too professional to your friends? I don't know. There has to be
and
two
modes.
And
if the grammar's not spot on, I'd be very upset.
Yeah.
Very.
You see? It's and it's in the infantile stage at this stage, you know what I mean?
So
there's a lot of learning to be done.
It's another step closer to turning us into robots ourselves.
Well, there you
it?
Have it. There you have it. I'm not too sure I trust that, but look, it's good to know. It's good to know about these things. Speaking of knowing about these things, what's our gadget or app of the week? What have we got?
So, I kind of have a gadgety kind of place of the week, right? So, I'm handing the two guys photos here.
Okay.
Right?
Ooh,
so, there's
nice.
A new shop kind of store has opened up. It's called iMaisie. You'd see a lot of people that has went to...
I'm just looking at the picture here. It looks like a long, what would you say, rectangular black background for all the world with all these pupils on it.
Yeah.
I was seeing donuts.
Yeah. You've seen donuts?
I've seen donuts.
So
what does that say about us individually? But anyway.
They're actually the iris of eyes, right?
Yes.
So you see a lot of people on Instagram have been going over to the Netherlands, over to Amsterdam. There's a shop over there called iMaisie, right? And you can go in, you can sit down and they'll take high resolution photos of your iris, okay?
Right.
And these are like amazing photos. It shows every intricate detail of your iris. So, you know, people with mad coloured eyes, you know, the photos turn out really good.
Wow.
But they've opened a shop in Dublin, which is unreal. It's on 7 Bloom Lane in North City. And you can go in, I think it's like 50, 60 quid a head or something to get the shot done. They'll send you back the high-res photo, email it to you, whatever, and you can print it yourself. Or they do all the prints as well. I think it's really cool because, like, say if you had... you know, a kid, so you could go in and get the three of your eyes done and line up all the different colour irises
say,
beside one another.
Yeah, or
unique.
For Valentine's Day, you know, what says I love you greater than a picture of my eyes on a big canvas?
Or
very, very dilated, can
or
I say? That's meant to be truly in love. Yes. I'm not sure there'd be enough space on that joke to put, put your one different, but nonetheless. What a great idea.
It's
and
cool.
A novel idea. I haven't seen that. I haven't even heard about that before. Have you?
No, I haven't.
No.
I do kind of love the idea.
Well,
it's worth checking out.
We like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we must rest it. Eyes on down. Thank you so much for that, Dean.
I see what you did there.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Dean.